people will make the worst slaves on the face of the planet. My carpal tunnel is acting up today. I don't think I can. I can't. It's excruciating pain. I can't. They'll be leaving the fields early. Hey, hey, where you going? Harry Styles tickets, hello. Get your ass back here. I'm gonna need to see your supervisor. Black people, we need a better publicist. No, fuck that. We need a publicist. I want the publicist that the white guys use. That publicist kicks ass. That publicist is the best, because they know how to spin it. Even when white guys fuck up, they can spin it. And where you won't think, oh, all white guys are fucked up. No, because they make them individuals. You know, crazy white guy shoots up a movie theater. They give you his backstory, right? Tell you where he went to school. Oh, he was a loner. They put a picture up in the news of him that's so sympathetic. I'm watching news, I'm like, oh man, he should have called me. We need a better publicist. Yeah, I want a campaign for black people, right? How about like some billboards all across the country of black people just doing fun, non-threatening, frivolous shit. Just black people just like bowling. Just how about some slogans? You know, like Toys for Tots. How about a good slogan for black people? Hey, let's get black to business. Like that. Or maybe, you know, something environmental, like show black people just taking out the recycling can, you know, like. We're black, but we're green. I'm grateful that I have good doctors, I do. They're good doctors, and that's important, you know. Although I did have to change gynecologists, because my old gynecologist, whew, she was just chatty, just talk too much. You know, like, I don't mind talking before the exam starts, but once I get in the stirrups, you shut the fuck up. And sometimes those exams, they gotta check the front and the back. You just leave. You know what you did. Get the hell out of here. Don't even look at me. But this doctor, man, she was just too chatty, you know? It's like she was talk like we were good friends or something. You know, like I get in there and I'm in the stirrups and she's like, hey, Wanda, you know, they just opened a Greek restaurant on the corner. Maybe if you have some time, you can stop and get some lunch. I'm like, is this bitch really talking hummus? So then I started having, you know, thoughts. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make her feel as uncomfortable as she makes me feel. So I was like, you know what? One day she gonna start talking, and I'm just gonna take my big toe and brush her bangs back. When I was in fifth grade, I got mononucleosis. Yeah, we had just moved to a white neighborhood, and I got mononucleosis. I'm not saying white people gave me mononucleosis, but I just got it. But the fun part was listening to my mother trying to explain it to her mother. Yeah, so my mother's on the phone like, hey, mama, how you doing? Yeah, look, I'm gonna need you to come up here and stay with us for a few weeks. Wanda's sick. She's got Lord Jesus. She's got tuberculosis. Yeah, she's got the TB. Yeah, I know. I got Vicks. I got the Vicks. I'm gonna put the Vicks on her. Not good. The Vicks. We put Vicks on everything. Yes. Love the Vicks. I remember the first time I introduced Vicks to my little French family. You would have thought I poured acid on them. My daughter had a bad chest cold, right? So I heard the rattling. She was sleeping, but I could hear the rattle. So I was like, oh, Wanda, get your Vicks. So I got my Vicks, and I go in her bedroom, you know, open up my Vicks. Stop, put a little bit on her chest, right? She wakes up. Mommy Boo, you're burning me. I'm like, no, baby, it's just Vicks. It's Vicks. It'll open up the thing. Mama, feed mama. Mommy Boo is burning me. I'm like, Olivia, I'm not burning, sweetheart. It's just Vicks. It's Vicks Vapor Rub. It'll open this up. My wife comes in the room. Baby, what is the problem? Oh, my eyes. Is the mission of the school, inclusivity. Yeah. And it really touched me, you know, because I was like, man, just think, like how my life would have been different, you know, if it were like that when I was coming up. Like if I was able to go to a school like that, I was like, man, I could have saved myself a lot of unnecessary dick in my life. Because I knew in the third grade. Yeah, I remember having a crush on my brother's girlfriend's sister. She was an older girl, and I remember telling her, you know, I said, you know, I wish I were a boy, and then you could be my girlfriend. Yeah, cute, right? That bitch shut me down. Oh my God, she crushed me. She was like, you don't say that. That's disgusting. That's nasty. You're nasty. You don't like girls. You like boys. You don't like girls. You like boys. And I was like, okay, you know. I was like, I guess I'll put this in a box. Deal with it when I can afford therapy. I guess bring on the dick. It took me a long time. Like, I was a virgin until I was a junior in college. Yeah. And even then, I was just like, let me just get this over with. And I found the shortest guy with the littlest hands I could find. Teen hands. Because I was like, you know, I ain't trying to have a whole meal. Just looking for toppers, you know. Just do toppers. And he was nice. So then I started having sex with guys, you know. But you know, it never really did anything for me, but they seemed to enjoy it. And I guess that was enough for me, because you know, I'm an entertainer. going through menopause right now. You say, sorry, yeah, yeah. It's the worst. Oh, my God. The hot flashes? Ooh, the hot flashes are the worst. They're crippling. All of a sudden, you just flop sweat. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna pass out. They're awful. They're awful. There's no way in the world men will put up with hot flashes. No way in the world. I think if a man had two hot flashes, they would blow the sun up. You go out, they got the missile pointed to something. Hey, what are y'all doing? Oh, Bob got hot. Did you, Bob? Yeah. Just, it just seemed like it started in my balls, and just my balls got hot, and just, it's awful. I'm gonna turn that off. Cool it down. What the hell? I mean, ladies, come on. We got a shitty hand that we were dealt, right? Is it a design flaw? What the fuck? Okay, so let me get this straight. This is our plight, right? Okay, so when you're young, you're fertile, you're producing eggs, you're bringing life into the world, right? You're bringing life into the world. And then you get older, no more eggs, you can't bring any more life into the world, so they just set you on fire. To one stall, and everything was clean except there was a puddle of pee on the floor. I was like, what the fuck happened here? And I thought about it. I was like, I know what. She probably lost her hover skills. She probably was in there hovering, and that knee went out on her. I got pee in my shoe. This is some bullshit. And sometimes your hover skills can be on point, but you know, our bodies are so complex that, you know, I don't know if it's a wild hair or something, but sometimes you go and you get two streams coming out. One's going down your thigh. One shooting out that way. Like, what the? And then you try to marry it together. Like, come on, y'all. Come on, work with me, y'all. Come on. Ah, shit, damn it. This is some, All right, come on. Peeing like a scorpion. You're like, this is some. Pee just went in my booty hole. This is not right. And say, you know, I'm just gonna use a seat cover. You go in there, you put the seat cover down, and as soon as you turn around, whoosh, the toilet flush and snatches your seat cover. Like, shit, I'm just gonna pee you on the floor. Fuck this. So, I welcome my trans sisters into the ladies' room, please. Maybe you'll make us do better, you know. We'll be like, come on, ladies. Let's pick it up around here. We got some new members coming in. Come on.